Yarmem Zayinem at Beis, and we came, no, I'm sorry, we are Mem Chesem at Beis. Sorry, got the wrong thing. We're Mem Chesem at Beis, and at this point we talked about the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Shmuel holds that the words are called Nafshis Meis L'Yavoy by a Nazir, I'm sorry, are called Nefesh Meis L'Yavoy by a Nazir. Let's go back. By Kohen Gadol, it says, Kol Nafshis Meis L'Yavoy, that is to say, Krivim, because Rechaikim, he's a Kohen Hedget. So we know he can't be Metame to non-relatives. So Kol Nafshis Meis L'Yavoy saying he can't be Metame to relatives. So what's for Aviv? To tell me he could be Metame to a Meis Mitzvah. What's for Imoy? Zereshava, to leave it available for Zereshava. By Nazir, what are the psukim? There it says, Al Nefesh Meis L'Yavoy. Al Nefesh Meis L'Yavoy. That means non-relatives, because over there he's not a Kohen Hedget. There's no previous knowledge of a ban to non-relatives. So therefore, Al Nefesh Meis L'Yavoy would only tell me non-relatives. La'aviv would tell me relatives, because his father is the ultimate relative. Right, we proved that from the fact that a kohen can be metame to a paternal brother, not to a maternal brother. So we see paternal relatives are the closest, and the father is the closest of the paternal relatives. So therefore, that shows no relatives. La'achiv teaches me not that he could be metame to a meis mitzvah. We skip le'imai, so le'imai can be available for xerishava to make an xerishava available on both sides. Now, had it not said la'achiv, le'imai would have told me that he can be metame to a meis mitzvah, we would not have had it available for Xerish Shava. But once it says Liachiv, we can do it and say, leave Liimai for the Xerish Shava, and Liachiv tells me meis mitzvah. What we haven't taken care of according to Bishmo is Lachaisai. Why did the Torah have to say sister, who already told me that he can't be metame to relatives, and already told me he can be metame to a meis mitzvah, and already had a pasuk available for Xerish Shava, so what would the Torah have to add Lachaisai? Lachiv, Liimai, Lachiv, Lachaisai, Liatame, Lahem, B'maisam. Why do we have to say that? Yes, Rabbi Kohn.
The thing is that we're doing this because we want to have a Mufnim Mitzvah Sedarim, right?
Well, we're doing this to find the truth. And because we have a use of Le'imai for Xerish Shava, so the choice of being left with Achiv or left with Imai, we'd rather be left with Imai so we could use it for Xerish Shava. But had it only said Le'imai, we would have no right to go and say that it's for Xerish Shava. We would have said Le'imai to Tommy Meis Mitzvah is Mutter by Nazir.
You would have be Mufnim from one side.
Yeah, and then we get into the Shiloh, whether Mufnim from one side is enough or not. As I mentioned yesterday, there's three levels to Zerish Shavu.
But Mufnim from one side is good if you have no...
Yeah, but right here there's an obvious question. You can't compare Nazir and Klein Gadol. One is Kedushas Shiloh, one is Kedushas Shav, one is Karbon, one is not Karbon. Logically, you can't make the comparison. So it automatically has to be a Xerish Shava that's non-question, that questions can't make a difference. So it's not like it's Tanoim. But we always like to find Mufnim Mishnei Zanda because that raises the bar to a level, raises the Xerish Shava to a level that's unassailable by any question.
What?
Unassailable. Dr. Gemara. So we are up to Ulah Chaisai. Where is it? About halfway down the page, the first word on the line was Lachaisai. I can't tell you exact lines. I can't count that high. Chassidov, I just meant to say I'm lazy. Lachaisai. Look at Tanya. Lachaisai is telling me a different halacha. Lachaisai, my Talmud, I made a bright ass. What do I need Lachaisai? Hashalach lishchitas pischoy belamboz benai. A guy is on his way to Shech the Pesach or do bris milah on his son. And he heard that he lost a relative. Lost a relative. Now the question is, does he stop and do the mitzvah being metamed to his relative, but he will lose Pesach Rishon? Or does he continue and do Pesach Rishon and not be metamed to his relative now? He'll have to wait. Yahu Yitame. I would think that the mitzvah being metamed would be his obligation, and he would push off Korban Pesach. Amrit lo yitame. So the answer is lo yitame, because Pesach is Karis, and Mila, even though it itself is not Karis, but it involves a mitzvah that could result in Karis. The father would never be Chayiv Karis, but Mila is a mitzvah that ultimately, if the son doesn't do it, the son becomes Chayiv Karis. So the answer to that is, the assay of Karis, of Pesach and Milah, is stronger than the assay of being metame to a relative, and therefore the answer is you cannot be metame. Yochel Eitame L'meis Mitzvah. How about if it's a meis mitzvah and you have Pesach and Milah waiting? Talmud Loimer L'Chaytzai. L'Chaytzai U'deinu Metame, Ha'L'meis Mitzvah Metame. So the Pasuk B'Chaytzai by Nazir has zero to do with Nazir. Wait, the Rush learns. Zero to do with Nazir. It's a extra Pasuk to tell me a different halacha. That somebody else was not allowed to be Metame to a relative, and that somebody else is on his way to do a Pesach or Milah. The Torah is telling me, Achaisai, but not to a meis mitzvah. That's how Rabbi Shmuel learns the word Achaisai. Not to a relative. I don't need that. I don't need Achaisai to tell me no relative. Because logic tells me no relative, because Pesach is Karis, and Milah is Karis. And being metame to a relative is not Karis. So therefore, logically, I know that tumah to a relative cannot push away Pesach and Milah. A regular Jew. This is written by Nazir, not by Klein anyway. A regular Yid. Now, this is the way we darsh from Sukkim. When it's not necessary where it's written, we use it to something else. And the something else we're using it is to be Matra and Meis Mitzvah. Not to Asher the sister. That I would know logically. Because Pesach and Milah are stronger assays than the assays in the time to a relative. But that's Pesach and Milah. So that's the Lachayt is an extra pasuk to say only relative can be metame to, but it makes sense for yes. So the Lachayt is not for the Isra of relative. The Lachayt is for the Heter of non-relative, of Meis Mitzvah. What? Achim told us Meis Mitzvah by Nazir. How about a guy going to do Parvim Pesach? Another is not Karis. So La Chaytzai is for non-Nazir.
I mean,
another
from that person.
No.
Because it's
Moshe King. Maybe Knutus Nazir with carbon? Dr. Rush. I don't know where you have it. I have it towards the top of my column. I don't know where you have it. You know, in the million prints that there are.
Ours
is the middle one. Okay. The assay that anybody should be metame to their relative is written by a kain hedget. But Dachi asked the Pesach Milah. This I don't need a pasuk for. This is the halachas that a karis is stricter. Period. Okay, now we're going to have a kash over here. If the relative won't be matame because he's on his way to do the Pesach, either will a stranger because they're also chayav in korban Pesach. So who's going to be matame to this person? He's a meis mitzvah. They don't answer that. It's interesting. I would have said somebody's not matame. Somebody who accused Derek Ruchaika. Derek Ruchaika wouldn't be the thing. So, that's what I would have said. But that's not what they answer. They answer an interesting answer that someone who's in the body is being taken care of, even if the kvura is delayed, is not a meis mitzvah. The relative is not forsaking the body.
Kind of.
No, he's not. The deceased is in Berkowitz Kumans. He's being taken care of. It's a big difference. I mean, it's mitzvah, somebody that's laying around that nobody taken care of.
He's on his way to book up and paint. He's on the journey. He's on the path. So he's halfway. He's somewhere. He's on a farm.
So if that's when he died, then he's a meis mitzvah. A relative can also be a meis mitzvah. But the question was, why is it any time that one a relative can't be madame? When he died in the city, when he's in a funeral home, or he's in wherever they store bodies till kavura, why isn't he a meis mitzvah if the relative is ignoring him and going to bring korban Pesach? The answer is, this is what they answer. To me it was a chiddush, that's why I'm mentioning here. I would have answered Rabbi Schutz, there are people that are Tomei, let them do it. In Ein Chanami, it's a Meis Mitzvah for them, and they're more available.
You know, the cousin's right there. The sister's right there. You know.
Yeah, but she can't be Mitzvah. But again, I'm just speaking out today. Answer,
wait,
the Meis
is
there.
He's choosing not to be Mitzvah.
What?
The Meis Mitzvah. He's choosing not to eat, so he's wearing someone
else. I got it. Let's hold. A Meis Mitzvah, the guy who finds it has to do it. Unless there are people available now to do it, then he doesn't have to be Mitame. The question was, if the relative is not being Mitame for his relative, doesn't that relative turn into a Meis Mitzvah? That's the question. And the answer is that a Meis Mitzvah is somebody who's not being, the body is not being cared for. If the body is being cared for, he's not a Meis Mitzvah, even if the Kvura is delayed. That's what, I'm just telling you what the answer. To me, it would be a shite, but that's what they say. That as long as the body is not being left around without care, it's not a Meis Mitzvah. That's all. I don't see what the earth-shattering thing that I just said was. So Ein Chanami, if he dies in the middle of the road, then he is a Meis Mitzvah. Then there was never a question.
Those taking care of the bodies also has to be
a Again. Obvious, again. Nobody has to be taking care of the body. The guy died at home. The body is there. It's safe.
It's there. Can you leave it over?
That's what he said. You worried about Shmira?
For a few days?
Not till I have to pay. I don't have to push it out for 8 days.
Not that far, but in other words, you have to...
Again, if that's the mitzvah, that's halacha, that's halacha.
In other words, if he dies Erev Pesach, let the funeral company take care of them, even though they're Jewish and they have to bring them...
No, they can't. They have to be Kavim Pesach too.
So, right, that's what I'm trying to say. So
he's wherever he.
How are they metabol?
They're not. He's left wherever he is, and wherever he died in a safe place.
He'll be there for 2-3 days.
2 days, because the first day they only have 1 day Yom Tov in Eretz Yisrael. So the first day Chol HaMoed, which is the second day Yom Tov for us, they would be metabol. Correct.
Except for
food. And if there is Kehanim,
yeah.
I'm sorry, not Kehanim. If there are Goyim. So now, well, here's Meis B'yam Tavrishi, Yisach
G'bayam. That's where the Shomer
comes,
right?
Again, so you can ask me what happens to Shmira, I don't have the answer. I don't know if Shmira is a deraisa, I don't know, I doubt it. So, they don't do Shmira, that's all.
An Einan brings,
who? An Einan brings, he can eat it at night. That's a sugya and psachim, there's a whole perik. Not a whole perik, but there's a whole few blah talking about Einan and Karban Pesach.
Is Chayav Mitzvahs?
Who? Again, an Einan is not chayav. Let's step back. We have an Einan is chayav and mitzvah the minute the kvura is done. And if he can't do the kvura, he's chayav and mitzvah. An Einan is part of the mitzvah, according to many rishayim, machlokes rishayim, is because Isaac b'mitzvah part of the mitzvah, and he's not an Isaac b'mitzvah. This is the big tumu halacha l'maisa, and I'm not paskening a guy that's not Isaac with the relative. He is in, let's pick a nice city, Salt Lake, Utah. And he lost a relative in Jackson, Mississippi. And he's not in Jackson, Mississippi, and somebody else in Jackson, Mississippi is handling all the details. He's not involved, except he's on his way to the funeral, or he's not on his way to the funeral. Is he an Einam Patim and Amitzvah? More typical case. The body's being taken to Eretz Yisrael. The minute that body is loaded into the hold, wherever they put it, and he gets on the plane and he sits down, the next X amount of hours, he's not Isaac in the mates at all. I mean, today he probably does have telephone contact, but usually in a flight, you don't even have telephone contact. There's nothing he can do. Today he can text there, okay. But once upon a time, they couldn't communicate from the plane. So those hours, he is totally not involved in Kvura Samech. He's not Isaac B'mitzvah.
That's if you learn this because of that.
So it's a machloik, because we shayna.
The other one is because he's not the...
Kavod HaMeis. Kavod HaMeis.
Frame of mind?
No, nothing to do with frame of mind. Kavod HaMeis.
What is Kavod HaMeis?
Not to be involved in any mitzvah while one's taking care of, while his mace is not there. So machlokes rishayim. Halacha l'maaseh, it's not so simple. I'm not paskening. Different places can paskel differently. Depends one way, one asks. But that's nothing to do with this. It's an item. Once the kvura is done, or once he can't do kvura, he's not part of an amitzus pashtus. For sure, once the kvura is done, he's not part of an amitzus. Okay, let's go move on. Rabbi Kiva Eimer. Now, Rabbi Kiva has a whole different approach to all these drushes. I said that when I started, that we're doing Rabbi Shmuel, and then we're doing Rabbi Kiva. Right? Here we have Rabbi Kiva. I'll call Navtris Meis. It's supposed to be Al Nefesh Meis. This is the pasuk by Nazir. Al Nefesh Meis, Al Nefesh, the word Al Nefesh, Elu Rechaikim. It could have said Al Nefesh Lo Yavoy. Didn't have to say Al Nefesh Meis. Al Nefesh. And he doesn't think that Nefesh would mean an animal. Right? Rabbi Shmuel said if it would just say Al Nefesh, I would think he can't be metamed to an animal. Rabbi Kiva discards that. Nefesh means the human. I, the Torah, calls him a nefesh, but that's not what the Torah is talking here. Nefesh means the human. And the Torah says, Al nefesh loyavai, he can't be metamed to a non-relative. What's meis? Elu akraidim. So meis comes to tell me kraidim. So right away, Rabbi Kiva has gained the pasuk, which Rabbi Shmuel learned on nefesh meis means non-relatives, and we had no pasuk for relatives. Rabbi Kiva has relatives already included the word nefesh meis. So now he doesn't need Aviv to say no relatives because he already has nefesh meis that said no relatives. Right? That's the difference so far between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. So now we have to deal with four psukim. La'aviv, la'imai, la'achim, la'chaytzai. Rabbi Shmuel said la'aviv is to say no relatives. Rabbi Kiva doesn't need that. Zakti Gemara. La'aviv, la'imai, la'matame. I am a damu la'meis mitzvah. Now here comes Rabbi Kiva. He uses two words to tell me that meis mitzvah is mutter. He needs both la'aviv and la'imai, which is unlike Rabbi Shmuel, who would have used one word for meis mitzvah. He uses two words for meis mitzvah. La'aviv v'limai. That's how he knows that a nazir can be metamei l'meis mitzvah. La'achiv, what does he use achiv for? Right? Now, Rabbi Shmuel used achiv to exclude meis mitzvah. That meis mitzvah is fine. He doesn't need it. He learned that from la'aviv v'limai. Shema yichayin gadol v'hu nazir, la'achiv ein metamei l'meis mitzvah. The man is a kain gadol and an uzer. He's got both. Can he be metamet ha-meis mitzvah? No. I'm sorry, yeah, I would think no. Comes along with Achiv and says, even if he's a kain gadol and an uzer, he can be metamet ha-meis mitzvah. Now, Rabbi Shmuel never sees that because he doesn't have the pasuk v'achiv extra. Now, notice Rabbi Kiva doesn't have gzeir shava. Not interested in that Gzeir Shava, didn't use the Imai to make it available.
He didn't have to.
Well, we don't know that yet. He still has to learn Adaloch of Metame and Lenigam and Lusavaitsam, which we learned out from the Gzeir Shava. That's what we used the Gzeir Shava for. We used the Gzeir Shava to tell me that he could be Metame and Lenigam and Lusavaitsam. Okay, we'll worry about that later on, but at this point, he doesn't use the Gzeir Shava. La'chaisai, what does he do with La'chaisai? K'detanya. The same as Rabbi Shmuel. So to review Rabbi Kiva, okay, if you want to contrast them, I don't know if it's confusing or not confusing. Rabbi Shmuel said, Nazir, Namshis Meis, Nefesh Meis, tells me non-relatives. So I have no pasuk to tell me that he can't be metamed to relatives. So I need the others. La'aviv has to tell me that a nazir can't be metamed to relatives. La'achiv tells me a nazir can be metamed to meis mitzvah. La'imai is available from Gzeir Shava. La'achaisai is for the guy on his way to do Korban Pesach. Rabbi Kiva says, nefesh is non-relatives. Meis includes relatives. Now here comes Rabbi Kiva and he says, I need two psukim for meis mitzvah. We have to find out why, but that's what he says. I have two psukim for meis mitzvah.
Two words.
Two words in the pasuk. La'aviv and la'imai. And he doesn't need la'achiv. What is la'achiv for? So he learns la'achiv teaching the nuchedish. The guy is a kain gadol and an usher. He can still be metaka to meis mitzvah. And la'achaisa he agrees to be shmol.
We never had that case of their both.
We had that. It's a new thing. That's why we learned Torah. a new thing. We did have it in Brachas, your testament base, but we're not Chafamid base. Your testament base. Got it ready. One of those buttons, yes. Maybe your testament.
Shema was sorry,
nefesh for Behemoth. He took it away because it said nefesh mace. He said, you would have thought Behemoth. The bottom line is that Nazar can be a time with a Behemoth. Nobody bans that. He said, had it only said nefesh, I would have thought also Behemoth. So mace reveals to me not. But he needs both nefesh mace to tell me that. Which Rabbi Akiva says, I would have never thought nefesh meant Behemoth. Therefore, nefesh by itself tells me non-relatives. Mace is extra for relatives. That's why we're going to learn the Gemara. We're not finished yet. We have just begun. Rabbi Shmuel is the Tami non-relatives.
And how do we know relatives?
Others. Now the Gemara is going to ask how each one knows other things. That's why we're learning Gemara. Yes, Doctor.
Did you see anyone comment as to why Rabbi Akiva this? In other words, a person's status defined by the halachas, which are obligatory upon him. A nazir has certain halachas, a kohen gadol has certain halachas. When you have a nazir who is a kohen gadol or vice versa, there are no new things being added. So why do we need to explain this? You know, everything is sufficiently...
I have no problem with that. The kasha doesn't bother me because it might not add, as far as Mace Mitzvah is concerned, but it adds to this level of Kedusha. A Nazir doesn't work in the Beis HaMikdash. A Nazir is not Kedusha Shailam. A Kohen Gadol is. A Kohen Gadol is not bring a carbon on his tumah. A Nazir does. Here you combine Kedusha Shailam with carbon. You just raise the bar. Each one by itself might not be able to do it, but the combination might be a different thing. Now I can hear your Svara also. In fact, the Gemara will bring your Svara in a minute if you have a little bit of patience. But Rabbi Akiva disagrees with that Svara. But the Rabbi Akiva, you used to have patience when you were a doctor, you don't practice anyway. So Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold of your Svara. And Rabbi Shmuel does hold of his, as the Gemara will explain. So the Gemara writer, will Rabbi Akiva Xavier Shabbat the Rabbi Minolay? How does he know that Zera Shav of Rebbe? Meaning, how does he know Zera Shav of the Rebbe Menale? How does he know that Zera Shav of Rebbe? Where is Imai extra? Right. Amalach. Kivin to Amamar.
Not extra.
Right. Kivin to Amamar. Imai Kayin Gadol the Nazir. Le'echave the Matama of a Matama Lemay Smitzah. Mali Kayan God Luchuday, Mali Kayan God Nile, 1 second. Let me step back. So Rabbi Akiva had said, the Akiva is to tell me Kayan God Luchuday. Frank the Gemara. Ula Rabbi Akiva, I don't want to teach it wrong. Ula Rabbi Akiva, Zayr Shava the Rebbe, Minale. He doesn't have the particular Imai extra. So how does he know that? The Xerish of Rebbe. How does he have the, it's not an extra pasuk. It's not mufna. It's not available. So the answer is that once he had l'achiv that told him that even a nazir who's a kohen gadol, that even a nazir, 1 second, let's step back. Once he has la'achiv, by nazir, that told him that a kohen gadol and nazir can be b'tamei to base mitzvah, he doesn't need a pasuk by kohen gadol. By nazir, he needs the pesukim. La'avim le'ima is to tell me base mitzvah. La'achiv is to tell me, even if it's a kohen gadol and a nazir. Now, if he's a kohen gadol and a nazir and he can be metame tameis mitzvah, obviously a kohen gadol can be metame tameis mitzvah. So now, l'avim le'imai by kohen gadol are extra. Not by nazir. By nazir, l'avim le'imai is to tell me he can be metame tameis mitzvah. A nazir. L'avim is to tell me, even if you throw in kohen gadol. Now, if a kohen gadol nazir can be metame tameis mitzvah, obviously, a kohen gadol by himself could be metame tameis mitzvah. So now I go back to Parshas Emor. I don't need the pasuk to tell me a kind God would keep him time at Tamei's mitzvah. It's written in Parshas Nazir. So now I have extra psukim by Kohen Gadol, Aviv and Imai. So it's a mufti mitzad echad. It's available on one side, not on the other side. You're right. It's not going to be a gzeirah shava that's open on two sides. It's going to be a gzeirah shava open on one side, and Rabbi Akiva holds a gzeirah shava on one side is good enough.
By Kohen Gadol, does he have two extra psukim now?
Exactly, because he needs Aviv and Imai. Remember, by Nazir, we needed two psukim for Meis Mitzvah. So the Aviv Leimai works as a tandem. Why? We're going to see in a minute. We haven't finished Rabbi Akiva yet. Right. But if you notice Rabbi Akiva, he needed two psukim to be Matzah Meis Mitzvah. The Aviv wouldn't have done it, and Leimai wouldn't have done it.
By
Nazir. Once he needs two, he's going to need two by Kohen Gadol also. But now he doesn't need two by Kohen Gadol because he can learn it out from Lachim by Nazir. Because Lachim by Nazir says Kohen Gadol.
Doesn't he make
mitzvah of a klal? That leaves those sukkim available for Gzeirah Shavah.
He knows relative from
where? By Kohen Gadol. By Kohen
Gadol.
He's a Kohen Gadol. And no, he knows. How does he know relatives?
Yeah.
How does he know relatives? Over there it says by Kohen Gadol, I call Napshus Meitz Loyavai. I call Napshus Meitz Loyavai. Well, Napshus is Rechaikim, and we don't even need it. Napshus Meitz Loyavai means relative, because he's a Kohen Gadol. We know non-relative. It says Napshus Meitz by Kohen Gadol. Zakharash. Rebbe Kiva, I'm in Nefesh Eilu Rechaikim. The Svaru Luk Medavka Rechaikim, meaning Adha Kain Hedjit. Meis Eilu Akraibim, Asab Akraibim. La'ava V'l'imai, Ava Matamu L'meis Mitzvah, Zog Darash, V'tavayu Itzvashichi. I need both Lach Drasha, because the Matzah will come up in Shmaitzin, like the Gemara will explain, give the Gemara a little time. La'achim Shemai Kain God L'Benazir, Le'matzah God L'Kain Hedjit B'Nazir. Now, right away, the rush is bothered. What right do I have to jump to a Kohen Gadol another? Why don't I jump to a Kohen Gadol another? And I don't have a pasuk for Kohen Gadol another. The answer is, given the Kila Kedushas Kohen, the Hedjit, the Metamel L'Kraivim, Kohen Gadol can be Metamel L'Kraivim, she's obviously not going to affect the halacha of Meis Mitzvah. Oh, he's a Kohen Gadol, he can be allowed to be Metamel to many people. Like, why you crawl in the Taisu Kedushas on the Zeris? Bishlam Kohen Gadol who's banned from relatives, then another who's banned from relatives. Put them together, you have a higher level. Kohen Gadol is mutter in relatives. You're not going to add anything to the Naziris.
Well, the
Naziris
itself takes away the relatives.
Again, so being a Kohen Gadol also, which doesn't have even the same madrig of another, is not going to do anything. Which Shmuel Kohen Gadol, Frank to Gemara. Well, the Gemara is not going to go through everything. Well, Shmuel Kohen Gadol who Nazir min Alei. So how does Rabbi Shmuel know the double? According to him, Achiv is to teach me Meis Mitzvah by Nazir. So how does he know the double? So the Gemara answers Dr. Schwab's Svara. Kivin the Shaya Rechman L'chad Lav Gabi Meis Mitzvah. Ma'li Chad Lav Ma'li Trey Lav. If the Torah said a Kohen Gadol can do a Meis Mitzvah, and the Torah said a Nazir can do a Meis Mitzvah, why would I think the combination makes a difference? Rabbi Akiva says, yes, it would make a difference. Because it raises the level of Kedusha. Here is the man that's walking into the Kodesh Kedushim, and he has to bring a carbon when he becomes Tamei. You can hear the logic both ways. Dr. Rush, what difference does it make if he's Daicha the Lav of Tuma, one Lav is a Nazir, and one Lav is a Kohen Gadol?
Don't we have multiple Lav in
that? Makes no difference.
What? What's the matter with having two Lav?
Nothing. That's exactly what the Gemara is saying.
Okay, I read it wrong.
Zakharaj. If a small Kohen Gadol and other may buy a little goof and Imai, the Gzeirah Shavah, and Lachim Shematam and Lemais Mitzvah. But Achaisa, look at Tanya. Right? He went through all four Psukim, and Yasha, and Kron, the Kohen Gadol and Nazir, Shematam and Lemais Mitzvah. And the answer is, given the Shai Rachman and Chadlav, the Aviv, and the Mais Mitzvah, it's supposed to say, Kohen Gadol and Chudei, who I think is Shem Yachad, the Mali Chadlav, Mali Treylav.
What does it mean now?
Test, 1 second, I just want to finish this piece of rush. Uparech, Dimkain, like the boy, okay, that's the next Gemara's Kasha, yes.
What does it
Mali Chad, Mali Chad. What do those words mean?
What difference does it make if Mason Mitzvah pushes away the lav of a Nazir being Matame, period? Or the lav of a Kohen Gadol being Matame, period? Or the combination of the two? If you know them individually, why should putting them together make a difference?
A lot of times we have in the Torah...
Don't say that unless you can back it up.
Ah! No, okay.
I don't like people. I mean, no, I don't mind you. You love,
Rabbi,
you don't cause. I do love talking about.
Rabbi Schutz is here, so.
That's actually, I'll have to back you up.
We're a tag team. We never have a thing that says lav or lav b'shnei lav, right? What does that mean?
That means he gets an extra lav if he's over it.
I mean, so it does take.
That just means he gets a bigger punishment.
So it doesn't make something more kadosh, you mean?
Who said that would make a difference in Mace Mitzvah? That's what Rabbi Shmuel says. Rabbi Kiva agrees with you. I'm happy you said this, Svara, because Dr. Schwab was convinced that the other way is right, and so is Dr. Harris.
And I'm open to both ways.
So am I. You know why I am? Because Rabbi Shmuel holds one way, Rabbi Kiva holds the other way, I don't pick sides. Rabbi Kiva agrees to my cone.
Agree with me, I just asked.
There's nothing wrong if he agrees with you. I understand. Back to Gemara. If that's true, so why do I need a plastic for the guy who goes to the Pesach that he can remember time at the Mace Mitzvah? If you're telling me no difference, one lav, two lavin, so why it should make a difference Pesach Hamila? Why do I need, once you're telling me that the door is open for a Mace Mitzvah, I don't care one lav, I don't care two lavin, so I don't care Pesach Hamila either. Why do I need Lachaisa for Pesach Hamila? Rabbi Shmuel, you said I don't need a plastic for Klein Gudlin Nazar. Because if we can do Klein Gudlin, we can do both together. That means you're telling me the Torah said I make mitzvah, I don't care how many Yisurim. Okay, so I don't care Pesach Hamila either. Why do I need Lachaisai? If you open the door and you say, level doesn't make a difference, so then why do I need Lachaisai? Frank the Gemara Lachaisai Lomeli. Dr. Gemara, I'll tell you why. That's only lavin, so no difference one or two. Avamilo Pesach Dekaris, that's a different level. Even Rabbi Shmuel agrees, you can't say since the Torah is Matar Lav, it's Matar Karis. Well, you're talking about the Mace Mitzvah, Kamash Malan, that's what I need. That's why they could, because of the word Lachaisai. Meaning, even though Rabbi Shmuel says, I don't need Lachim to tell me the combination of Klein Gadol and Nazir, but that's because I'm on the same level of Lavin. Once you elevated it to Karas, it's a different story. Zakharash. Uparechim changed like Bayakar Lahin, the Glisha Piskar Lama Benai. You shouldn't need a pasuk for that. Avamilo Pesuk to Karas, the Bamila Nami Yika Karas. Now the Rosh is bothered. The father never gets Karas for not Mao his son. So why is Mila called Karas? The Machai, the Gadol Machai of Karas. Because it includes an element of Karas. Okay, so again, now we still have to figure out why Rabbi Kiva needs two psukim to be Matra Meis Mitzvah. What's wrong with one? Rabbi Kiva, Michdi. It makes no difference Klein Gadol by himself. Right. He learns to have Malachiv. So what does Lavav Lehimai teach me? Now, the truth is, the Rush says, really the Gemara is asking, what do I need two psukim for Meis Mitzvah? Because without a pasuk for Meis Mitzvah, I would never take Malachiv to the next level. The only reason I was able to take Lachim for the next level is because I already excluded Mace Mitzvah by Nazir. Really, the Gemara's kasha is, why do I need two psukim for Mace Mitzvah? The Gemara words it in an interesting way. Since I already said Klein Gadol and Nazir, so why do I need two psukim for Mace Mitzvah? The question is on its own, why do I need two psukim for Mace Mitzvah? That's really the question. The Gemara just throws in, I even included two, so why do I need two psukim for one? as the right says, let's say it inside. If it's skiva done milki, life's not going to look with Dave. But life's not going to look with Nazir. Not claim a lachiv. But I believe in the claim God will. Meaning by claim God, why do I need it? Okay, so it's a better cash than I said. It's saying, once I have lachiv by Nazir, that tells me that claim God will Nazir give me matame. So it leaves two psukim open by claim God. I don't need any psukim by claim God. What do I need lachiv? What I need lachiv? Lo aviv lima de kain gadol amali. Nehidu lima tzarach l'gzeri shava. Lo aviv amali. Really, the kasha is, what do I need lo aviv? What in the batzi lima bai lo aviv lima de nazir am I tzarach to bai lima is mitzvah? The question is a basic question. Lo aviv lima seems to be grouped together. Why they grouped together? It's one batzi can do the job. Yes, that's the question. And for the Gemara. Let me explain this outside, and we'll do it inside. Rabbi Kiva holds, and Rabbi Shmuel disagrees. Had it said la'aviv, right? The Torah says, let's take kain gadol. I'll call navshes meis la'yavai. He came in with time with relatives. And then the Torah would have said la'aviv. You know what I would have said? Why didn't the Torah say la'aviv? To tell me it means he can't be metame to his parents, to his father, but to his mother he came in metame, because his mother is sure and his father is not sure. Father is based on a chazaka, then we assume that the baby comes from the husband. We don't know. Therefore, maybe the tyrant said he came in with time with his father, but maybe La'aviv is coming to tell me that mother, yes. Meaning La'aviv by itself might be teaching the exact opposite. That the only relative he came in with time to is his father. But his mom, who's 100% his mom, he came in with time to. Had I only said Le'imai, I would have said he came in Matamah to his mom because maternal relatives are secondary. But parent, father, paternal, maybe he came in Matamah to. So I need La'aviv and Le'imai to tell me, don't exclude one from the other. But why write him at all? You told me no relatives. The answer is not Meis Mitzvah. Each one would not have told me Meis Mitzvah. Because had it not said both, I would have said one is excluding the other and telling you you could be metamah to the other. So by saying both, obviously that's not shot. So what do I have it for? No meis mitzvah. By nazir and by kohen gadol. Oh, by kohen gadol I don't need it because by kohen gadol I learned it out from nazir. But I need imai for gzeirah shava. But once it says imai, it would have been used the wrong way. So it says, la'aviv l'imai, to tell me, don't start making differences between parents. Now, Rabbi Shmuel rejects that svara. He doesn't think you would be differentiate between father and mother. He rejects it. He says, if the Torah said father, I wouldn't think mother's any different. If the Torah said mother, I wouldn't think father's any different. How can I take sides? I know him. What?
Like you could make
such a... Yeah, that's what again, I'm not going to argue with you because Rabbi Kiva says that and Rabbi Shmuel says differently. Yes.
I know, I just
Rashi asked, I'm going to get there in a minute. I didn't want to confuse people. The Rashi asked the following question. It's not 100% his father. Rabbi's not a father, it's not his father, he's not a Kayan. So why can't he put time into the guy Monoshech? What does the Gemara mean? I would think the father, he can't be metame because it's not 100% his father. Well, if it's not his father, then he's not a kayan. So for sure he can't be metame. Why is he a kayan?
Another
kayan. Yeah, but you know, what are the chances of that? So here we have a kid. We're telling him, you know, you can't be metame to your father because he might not be your father. Kid, excuse me, if he's not my father, I'm not a kayan. If I'm not a kayan, I can be metame to him. The Rashbis guys.
Is that what
the Gemara saying that the Aviv by itself, the Imai itself would exclude Aviv, because Aviv is not 100%. I mean, Aviv itself would exclude Imai because Aviv is not 100%. In fact, the Rashba is not 100%. Then for sure you give him a time. Out of Rabba.
That question is
the point for Bishma? No, no, no. He doesn't use that. He doesn't pick sides. He also doesn't pick sides.
The Chazaka is also strong for a father, as son of the Kohen. That's how you can do a Boda and...
100%.
So why don't we do a...
lost the end of the question.
So that's the Rashba's kasha. The Rashba's answer is as follows, that you're right. With all kinds of logic, this kid should be able to be metame. But maybe the Torah didn't allow a kid to be metame to a relative that's not 100%. Of course it's his father. We rely on that to let him do avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. We rely on it with many things. So all of a sudden, by tumah, we're not going to allow it? The answer is, maybe the Torah said, 100% relatives, even though we know this is a relative based on 92%. Maybe the Torah said, for tumah, we're not going to let the 92%, even though we know he's a Kayan and we know the father is a Kayan. But the bottom line is, it's not a definite relative. And maybe the Torah said, that's why you can't be Matame. But 100% relative, maybe the Torah didn't say it. Not because we really question whether it's his father. We don't. The Raya is he's doing Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. I don't measure things, right? But maybe for Tumah, that's what the Rashba answers. Not that we think it's not his father. We just let him go up right into Beis HaMikdash. We give him Malkus for marrying a Grusha. But the bottom line is it's not 100%. And maybe there the Torah was stricter because the Torah wanted a Kayan only to be Matame to 100% relative. Now, other Achrayim give other answers, and I'm sure that everybody would like better than this one, but to me, this rings true, and it's the Rashba that says it. So therefore, I like this answer better than anything else. Other Achrayim give you a mitzvah that he's in a city that's only Kahanim, or the lady was only Kahanim, so she got pregnant from somebody in this group, and they were all Kahanim. So he's definitely a Kohen, right? That's one of the truths that they say. They say all kinds of other different, similar kinds of truths. To me, I think the Rashba is Rashba, that's why. Yes. Yes, doctor.
You were bringing up the news earlier. I am sorry, I missed part of the conversation. But the Kedusha involved with Tuma, the Kedusha involved with Beis HaMikdash, two very different
things. I'm not saying that.
One is Kedusha to Malkum, and there's the other is Kedusha to Guf, so I don't see any reason a priori why they should have the same rules.
Again, I'm not going to get involved now in this argument, except to point out that Beis HaMikdash has to do with Kedusha Sagov too. The Kayan is walking in. The Kayan Gadol is walking into the Bekatcha Kedushim. The Bekatcha Kedushim has Kedusha Samokka, but the Kayan has the Kedusha Sagov to be able to walk in. And the right is, I don't have the right to walk in. So obviously he has more Kedusha than me.
I'm not arguing like that. There you go. I passed that stage about 30, 40 years ago.
I'm just saying, he has Kedusha Sagov as well.
Yes, that's good. But the thing is, right now you have a shirt and you have pants. You wear them differently on different parts of your body.
Again, I'm not. We went through this a few minutes ago before you left, and
sorry,
I said
okay,
it's not
really
quite.
Question.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't mean to make everything
go. No. The question was, the Gemara said that if it would only say La'aviv, I would think that a mother he could be Matame. The mother is 100% mother, but the father is not 100% father. In fact, the Rashba, he's not his father. He's not a Kayan. So for sure you can be Matame.
The mother's not always 100% mother. She could be like from on earth. Two women come and say, this is my baby.
Again, a regular mother is 100% mother.
Even though nobody saw her give birth.
Yes, they did. Excuse me.
Nobody saw her give birth?
Well, if you didn't give birth in a vacuum, there's somebody's there.
There was nobody there.
Okay, that's not a regular case of mother. Yeah, you can come up with a case that she gave birth in a cave, alone, hidden. That's not usually what happens.
Yeah, besides that sentence.
But a father is an automatic chazakas.
The sentence is nonsensical. One of them is a mother. They both say they're a mother. But one of them is a mother. I can say I'm a coin. I'm not.
Yeah, but...
That doesn't make a
okay, but that's not the point here. That's not the point here. Let me just read the Gemara. Ula Rekiva. I'm sorry, we have to trichy. The Kazakh one of them have a mean height of time limit, time limit, the Kazakh of it's only a Kazakh. We don't know 100%. Aber immer die Juden, die Juden sagen, die Tamela. Wie kann doch mal immer, ich habe meine E-Mail in der Tamela, die Lab, also Zahra Basra. She is not the main relative. The kids don't go by her. Right? The father is a Kayan, the mother is a Yisrael. The kids are Kayan. Aber Abel, keep it on my mind, let me some Kayan, let me some Kayan, let me some Kayan, let me some Kayan, Dr. Rash, Mishum the Chazaka Ba'alma, The Raibila Salakabal, based on the fact that a husband lives with his wife more than anybody else, and therefore probably, overwhelming probably, that the kid is from the father. However, if that excludes paternal relatives, and her relatives, she tamalem, keeping shame vadoim. Maternal relatives or vadai. Keeping the civil mishmachaisim lebeis avaisam. The shinim and neighbor here, Berg Yeshleklin. Mishpachas av, kuya mishpacha. Aim, shpachas aim, ain't a kuya mishpacha. Hava mina, the lima asalam muti av, who crave him today, she tamalahem. He could be matamah, because they're the main relatives. Umeis, elu akravim, have a makmina bekrave aim. Avahasha, the ksiv tavayu. Malcolm Napshus Mace, the Klein Guttle. I mean, Nefesh Mace, the Nazir, Shemin and Kol Kraven. Because once the Torah wrote La'abim Le'imai, that dispels the Havamina of thinking they're a bit different. Le'imai, the Klein Guttle, Hutzuk Lichtav L'Xerishava. I need it for Xerishava. The Kiva, the Hutzuk Lichtav L'Imai, once it had to write Imai for Xerishava, Hutzuk Lichtav L'Aviv. Right. You shouldn't think Imai excludes Aviv. Right. I'm going to read part that you don't have. The leitayim of lemima matina la'aviv. U'la'aviv the nazir hutzuk lichtav l'mitzvah b'nei d'matamah l'meis mitzvah. Right. But once it said aviv, maybe it's excluding imai. Therefore I need l'imai the leitayim of aviv matina imai. I now, it's only available on one side according to Mekiva. It's not available on both sides. The islay, Rabbi Kiva mufti mitzad echad l'meid d'mei mishivim. Being available on one side is good enough. I'm going to continue this stretch again tomorrow. We'll continue my stretch tomorrow, yes.
We have a minute. Can we do the
Tosfos? I'd like to do the Tosfos. I like people to do independent work.